Reading from the Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, chapter is entitled A World Tour. Another night, the leaders of the Metaphysical Society of Caracas came. From my point of view, their leader said, you are repeating this Hare Krishna mantra over and over again, somewhat like hypnotism. For example, in some tribal rituals, they chant different things. Prabhupada, that is your opinion, but you are not an authority. Srila Prabhupada quoted from Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says that the chanting the Lord's name is the activity of the Mahatmas or great souls. In the Western Hemisphere, the man said, the supreme authority is Saint Germain. And he says, we should chant, I am. That is a quote from the Bible. Apparently, when they asked God who he is, God said, I am that I am. Prabhupada replied that I am is not itself the name of God. Moreover, no one can claim to be God also simply by saying I am. Prabhupada, when God says I am, and I say I am, there's a difference. I am particle I am, and he is whole I am. A millionaire says I am, and a servant says I am. But what are they saying? For the soul is all right to say I am, but there's a difference between the particle and the whole. That is to be understood. When God says I am, that means I am the whole. But when I say I am, that means I am the particle. Therefore, we should understand that when I say I am and when God says I am, they are different. The Metaphysical Society leader persisted. When I say I am, the man replied, I don't mean in the sense of the lower self, but in the higher self. I understand that the essence of everyone is the same. Prabhupada, that we admitted. God is spirit and I am spirit. Both of them, I. But God's power and your power are not equal. In the Bible, God said, let there be creation, there was creation. But if you say, let there be chapati, there will be no chapati unless you work. You have to work for it. The members of the Metaphysical Society couldn't accept the worshipful chanting of the names of Krishna. I always understood from Indian philosophy, the leader said, that you cannot give God a name because that would be limiting him. That's Prabhupada. No, we don't give God a name, but God is named by his actions. Just like Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. That is the quality of God, that he is all attractive. Similarly, Allah means the great. So God is great. Therefore, he is called Allah. So actually, God has no name, but according to his action, he has names. Another night, the psychiatrists came. They also disagreed with Prabhupada. They thought he was claiming too much and criticizing too much. Prabhupada explained, mental disease is there basically because he is thinking he is the body. He gave the example of the driver in the car. If a man identifies with the damage done to his car, then that is a mental disease. The man is actually different from his car, but he thinks that he has become damaged by the damage of the car. So if the psychiatrist informs him, why are you sorry? You're not the car. Then the man is cured. So the defect of modern civilization is that he is not his body, but he does not know it. The psychiatrist objected, arguing that even if a doctor... Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishaka Shri Shri Gornitai Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Srimati Subhadra. The psychiatrist objected, arguing that even if a doctor was looking for God, that did not mean he should stop trying to cure his patients physical ailments with psychiatry. No, Prabhupada corrected. It's not that I'm talking of God. I'm talking of the constitutional position of the living being. Although Srila Prabhupada repeatedly hammered out the example of the driver in the car, the psychiatrist kept insisting, in effect, that it was the car that was important. But Prabhupada insisted the insanity is not of the car, the insanity is of the driver. So when we feel the problems of humanity, it means the insanity of the soul, not of the body. To this, the psychiatrist replied that Prabhupada's points were in common with many philosophies. They said there were many different ways and different philosophies for passing the time of this temporary life. Prabhupada, so you are interested only in the temporary life, never mind that there may be disaster. The psychiatrists insisted that both body and spirit were important. As for the body, they felt responsibility for curing it through psychiatry. As for the soul, there was a speculative field in which one person's opinion was as good as another. Finally, after repeated attempts, Prabhupada made them admit the simplest truth. Prabhupada, just like the dead body, everything is present in the dead body. The machine is there. Now, somehow or other, you try to drive it, but you cannot. Psychiatrist, translated through Hridayananda Maharaj. The body cannot be driven because the spirit is gone. I admit that. Prabhupada, that means the driver is gone. So who is important, the body or the driver? Psychiatrist, both are important. Stubborn guy, huh? Prabhupada, both are there, but comparatively, which is more important? Psychiatrist, the spirit is. Jai Srila Prabhupada. But then a woman psychiatrist spoke, suggesting that Srila Prabhupada was being overly critical of society without a specific solution. Again, Srila Prabhupada referred to the car and the driver. When Prabhupada said that no educational department was giving clear information of the prime factor, the car's driver, she said he was a radical because many groups were doing just that, and she herself had studied theology for 2 years in college. Very qualified. As on previous nights, the talk was tense. The guests unyielding in their refusal to accept the most elementary aspects of transcendental science. Srila Prabhupada was offering them instruction in Krishna consciousness, but he would not compromise. Srila Prabhupada intended to initiate many Venezuelan devotees, but there was a controversy over who was eligible. Those first initiates who had been in the movement for a year were expecting Brahman initiation from him during his visit. But after the candidates had failed both a written and an oral exam on Krishna conscious philosophy, the temple leaders decided the devotees weren't qualified for second initiation at this time. When a lively discussion of the upcoming initiation occurred outside Prabhupada's door, Prabhupada came out into the hall. Devotees explained the situation, and he asked the temple president the devotees' qualification. "Well, Prabhupada, they go out in Sankirtan every day. Then why don't you give them your mercy?" And Prabhupada said, Prabhupada was teaching his leaders what it meant. It didn't mean being lenient or slack or allowing a devotee to break the rules and say it was all right, but it meant seeing the good the devotees were doing. Prabhupada said that in Kali Yuga, if you see a spark of inclination to spiritual life in someone, then you have to fan it. And it's not sufficient either to just turn that spark into a small flame, but the devotee has to keep working with the conditioned soul until the flame is strong and going on its own. Prabhupada could understand that the devotees wanted to be initiated in his personal presence. It was not expected that he would come back, so he had asked that they be given mercy. They were distributing his books every day in Sankirtan, therefore they were extensions of their magnanimous spiritual master. So why not give them mercy? Another controversy arose over the candidates for sannyas. This time, Srila Prabhupada took the conservative position. Vidyananda Maharaj introduced Jagjivan and Mahavir to Srila Prabhupada as candidates for taking the renounced order. Jagjivan. Srila Prabhupada began methodically to defeat all our arguments. He gave the argument that Lord Chaitanya said sannyas was not recommended in this age. I said, but Prabhupada, you said in your books that applies to Mayavadi sannyasis. Prabhupada's main argument was, if you don't have to take the risk, why take it? He gave the names of sannyasis who had fallen down. The devotee with me then presented the argument that Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas in order to help the people so that they would respect him. On hearing that, Srila Prabhupada turned to Vidyananda Maharaj and laughed slightly. All he wants is fame, he said. He's interested only in fame. By this time, I'd forgotten that I'd even wanted to take sannyas. I was completely satisfied just being there with Srila Prabhupada. I said to him in a fit of devotion, actually, I wanted to take sannyas, but I could just be your servant. This is enough. In his initiation lecture, Prabhupada stressed shravanam, or hearing about Krishna, as the most important item in devotional service. All these devotees' presence here, he said, they are not Indians. I have not brought them from India, neither have I bribed them. But by hearing only, they are now coming to Krishna, to God consciousness, and becoming devotees. Therefore, this shravanam, or hearing, is very, very important. So all of you ladies and gentlemen present here, take advantage of hearing about God from this institution. And you also will become God conscious. Prabhupada compared Krishna to fire. To enter that state of fire, one needs a high temperature, he said. One can transform wood into fire, but if he throws water on the wood, then he cannot ignite it nicely. Prabhupada compared sinful activities to wet wood. They prevent one from entering the fire of Krishna consciousness. Those who are habituated to all these sins, Prabhupada said, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, to give up these habits may be a little painful in the beginning, but if you practice and pray to Krishna, he will help. It's not difficult to give up these habits. As soon as you give up this wedding process, this sinful life, then immediately you become 50% purified to approach God. Then by chanting Hare Krishna, you make further, more and more progress. And you are completely free from all sinful reactions, then you will understand God and love Him. Okay. Do we usually stop at 10 after 8? Okay, so we'll stop at 10 after. Huh? As in Mexico, Srila Prabhupada began using Spanish phrases in Caracas. When on a walk, a woman greeted him saying, Buenos dias. Prabhupada asked what it meant. A few minutes later, as a group of joggers approached, Prabhupada called out, Buenos dias. And they replied, Buenos dias. On several occasions, he used the Spanish words for soul, alma and super alma. One evening, Vidyananda Maharaj entered Srila Prabhupada's room and found him alone, carefully reading the Spanish edition of the Krishna book. Krishna, la suprema personalidad de Dios. Srila Prabhupada Vidyananda Maharaj explained, "You are reading in Spanish." Prabhupada smiled and said, "For Krishna, you can do anything." After a lecture in the temple, a woman who frequently attended expressed her doubt to Prabhupada. Vidyananda Maharaj, semicolon, she says that at the temple there is much maya and that the people who live in the temple are faulty. Prabhupada, and where there is no maya? And where is there no maya? Tell me a place where there is no maya, we shall go there. No, in the temple there is no maya, because I am in maya, I am thinking the temple is in maya. Let us consider the Bhagavad Gita. Eva me prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. For anyone who surrenders unto me, he overcomes the influence of maya. Therefore, those who are living in the temple are not in maya. It was the last morning. Prabhupada sat on the Vyasasan, ready to leave for the airport. Beside him on the floor sat his orange travel bag. He spoke his last words, translated by Vidyananda Maharaj. So I thank you very much for your kindly receiving me in this temple, and I was very happy. My request is that you continue your devotional service very faithfully and rigidly. Then in this life you will be able to see Krishna face to face. That is a fact. So you follow the advice as given by Srila Rupa Goswami, Utsaha. The first thing is enthusiasm. That I must see Krishna. You see, seeing Krishna, the deity of Krishna, and are not different. But even the first thing is enthusiasm. That I must see Krishna. You are seeing Krishna. The deity of Krishna and Krishna are not different. But even personally, you can see. Simply, we have to continue the enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means to take things very seriously. Utsahat daryat. And patiently. We are determined to go back to Godhead. Back to Godhead. So we should patiently follow the rules and regulations. So there are six principles: enthusiasm and firm determination and patience and executing the regulative principles, tat tat karma pravartanat. And sato vritte means behavior must be very honestly, no hypocrisy. Tat tat karma pravartanat, sadhu sangha, and in the association of devotees. If you follow these six principles, namely enthusiasm, determination, patience, and executing the regulative principles, and keep yourself honest and in the association of devotees, if you follow these six principles, then your success is sure. So these are the six positive principles: sadbir, bhaktir, prasidhiti. By following these six principles, success is guaranteed, is assured. Similarly, there are opposite number. What is that? Atyahara, eating too much. Atyahara, prayasya, prajalpa, talking nonsense, gossiping some subject matter which has no connection, concern with Krishna consciousness. We are accustomed to do that. We should avoid it. Atyahara, prayasya, cha, prajalpa, niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means simply make a show of the rules and regulations, but not actually realize them. And lolium, to become very greedy, and janasangascha, mixing with people who are not devotees. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay, that's it. Hare Krishna.